I go out to California every year, and I go to this camp up around around San Francisco, and it's just kind of where a bunch of people get together, and there's writers, singers, and people. It goes all the way back to Mark Twain days of this meeting place out there. And I was sitting there in this camp, and it's where I met Zach Brown the first time. And then this time I was out there, and there's a great old songwriter, Al Anderson, who wrote for me. You know, he used to be in NRBQ, and they were one of my favorite old bands. But Al's a big time kind of, he'd written a lot of good songs, hit songs in Nashville. He wrote Trip Around the Sun, great guy. And so he was sitting around playing with these guys, and they played like a verse and a chorus of Too Drunk to Karaoke. I assumed that Al wrote it because he was sitting there, and it was a guy named Sean Camp and Pat McLaughlin, and they were playing it, and a friend of mine took me, and they were playing it, and I went, man, that is a funny song. But it was only like a verse and a chorus, and it didn't change keys. It just was like in the key of E, and was kind of like a blues riff thing. I didn't even tell him or ask him. I just went back and I said, I'm gonna finish this song. This song needs, you know, there's other stuff that I would do to it. And so I did it. And I, and then I went, oh yeah, by the way, I've kind of redone your song here. So I did it in reverse because the song simply excited me so much. And I thought that is the handoff from Why Don't We Get Drunk. I think it's a good handoff for this decade. And I had actually experienced that feeling once or twice in my life where I had been asked to get off the stage. Once, singing my own song. Couldn't quite remember the words. So I admit that here. But you who are without a night on a karaoke stage too drunk, cast the first stone. But it just seemed that we started playing around with it and doing it, and people immediately, it just connected up. I think everybody out there who has been on a karaoke stage before can really, you know, figure that out. And then Toby and I had been talking about doing some things together, and then I will admit this too, that I had been asked to do a duet on Red Solo Cup with him, and I turned it down. I didn't hear it. So I thought this time around, I said, you know, I'm not going to miss the chance again. So I sent the song to Toby, and he loved it. And I said, well, would you do it? He said, oh, yeah. He said, it's a great guy. And I did one on an album coming out of him. So it was kind of fun to do that because he also is kind of, he has his own label, and it's free to do what he wants to do. Like we kind of are. He had Mailboat, so we just did it, and it was just kind of a handshake deal. And then we did the video in Nashville at this place called Santa's Pub, which was just this karaoke bar that you have to see to believe. And I'd gone out because it was kind of fun to go into karaoke bars, and I went with Savannah to some bars down there in South Florida. And I was looking for places to go shoot the video, and then Mac was the one, we were in Nashville, he said, you got to go see this place called Santa's Pub. And when I went, that's it. We shot it, and that was it. It is a fun song for these crazy days.
Too Drunk to Karaoke?
Last night at the bar, it was karaoke night. Yeah, everybody down there was feeling all right. They got big margarita pitchers, 2 for 1. Yum, yum. They were feeling footloose, ready for some fun. When I signed up, I was ready to go. But they didn't call my name for an hour or so. Damn, if it didn't make me wait too long. I was in no kind of shape to sing a John Bon song.
Too drunk to karaoke. Too drunk to karaoke.
If you keep on drinking, you're gonna be
too drunk to karaoke. Just like me, too drunk to karaoke.
Too drunk to karaoke.
Well, the place got rocking, temptation was strong. Pretty girls kept egging me on. Well, I
flip-flops glued to the chair. But no, I jump right up, slick back my hair.
Too drunk to karaoke. Too drunk to karaoke. You can sing in the shower till you sound real good. You can terrorize the whole damn neighborhood. But when you hit that stage with that mic in your hand, you better pace yourself, son, if you wanna have fans. Too drunk to karaoke. Karaoke, that's what they told me. You're too drunk to karaoke.
How can that be?
You don't have to be good. Don't have to.